from a decline in driving skills to constant forgetfulness. These are certain signs that can suggest an aging parent needs help. No one knows your parents or loved ones like you do, but there are signs of an aging parent that aren't as obvious, but we need to take note of. Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Dr. David Heisick, and he's the medical director of PACE CNY, a community-based program for the elderly, where he supervises a team of dedicated primary care practitioners who provide medical care to more than 500 PACE CNY program participants each year. Welcome, Dr. Heisick.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Heisick, what are some of the signs we should look for that says my older parent seems different?
Thank you. That's an excellent question. The signs of change can be very, very subtle. Sometimes you come into the parent's house and it's a little dirtier than it was. They haven't been able to keep up with the housekeeping. They may actually be sleeping on the couch because they can't get upstairs to their bedroom. Food may be put away in the cupboard when it should be in the refrigerator, or vice versa. You're constantly being called to find the car keys or find something else that's missing when it's there in plain sight. These signs can be very, very subtle and take some time to develop. Things may be fine for a little while, get worse, and then get better. And as usual, you know, we always hope for the best and hope something is temporary and hope that it'll go away and self-correct. But when it becomes consistent and problematic and you realize your loved one is struggling, it might be time to intervene.
Now, when you notice these signs, what would you say would be the first step to take?
I think the first step to take is to have a conversation with your loved one and make sure that you get a thorough medical evaluation. You know, we worry about things like dementia. What if it's something very simple, like a reaction to a medication that could be stopped or changed, or something medically reversible, such as hypothyroidism? Sometimes what we fear is actually a correctable entity. So it's really important to talk to the person, to get an assessment of what's going on, and to get a third-party expert in to make a good evaluation.
You know, when we look at being independent, everyone wants their independency. And you mentioned having a conversation with them. What does that look like? Because I can't imagine that that's an easy conversation to have.
You're absolutely right. I generally tend to be honest and gentle with those types of conversations. I ask, how are things going? I notice this is different. Why is that? Do you need help with that? Is there something wrong with this? What's going on? Don't start out the conversation with an accusatory, I don't think you can take care of yourself anymore. I don't think this is going well. Ask. Be neutral, be open-eared and open-minded, and let that person know you want to help. And it may turn out to be something as simple as needing an assistive device. My grandmother, for example, was having issues in the kitchen. It turns out her arthritis wasn't allowing her to open jars, and her independence continued unabated. So sometimes it's a very simple fix. Sometimes it is more difficult. But the first step is always open-ended questions. What's going on? What might I help you with? What are you having issues with? Or do you see a problem in the current situation?
Now, what are some of the things that we can do to help?
Well, again, sometimes it's just a matter of hiring the neighborhood kid to shovel the driveway or mow the lawn. Sometimes it's adaptive equipment. Sometimes it is more complicated. And you do have to call in a team of experts to see what's going on. People that might come in and do a home safety assessment to make sure that the house is safe and proper. Sometimes it is actually making an adaptation in the house, moving the bedroom downstairs so the stairs aren't part of the daily regimen. There are a variety of things that can be done, but you really do need to consider calling in help if it's not something simple that you can fix on your own.
Again, my guest is Dr. David Heisick. He's the medical director of PACE CNY. Thank you so much, Dr. Heisick, for your time.
Thank you.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.